VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio. And now, the man who once had himself shipped to Kentucky just to test the global shipping program, our very own Priority Mail, Griff.
We're delighted to have you for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is April 14th, 2015. If you're listening via the archives, this is show number 593. Today, we're going to get the inside story of next week's trip to the United States of eBay, which we used to call the United States of eBay in Washington, D.C. It's the Washington, D.C. fly-in, and I'll be there. So we'll talk with Todd about that. And then a little later, what is and isn't legal to sell on eBay. We're going to talk about the positive outcome of a challenging situation with eBay customer support, optimizing your eBay search engine optimization, and we'll learn the benefits of a positive attitude. And of course, as we do every week, we'll talk to you in our open phone segments. But first, here's the eBay Radio News. It's brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
A candidate, Apple Times 2, and new guys all feature in today's eBay Radio News for April 14th, 2015. I'm Lee. Devin Wenig, the CEO designee when eBay and PayPal split, has some team members ready to enter the company when he takes over it as eBay's CEO. Home Depot executive Hal Lawton joins as head of eBay North America.
Yay.
Is it pronounced Agilent? Executive, yes. Marie O. Huber has been named eBay General Counsel. Mm-hmm. And global business and technology executive Scott Cutler will lead StubHub.
Yeah.
A little later in the show, I think you've got some stuff to look at about each person. They're kind of, yeah. It's fascinating. Their backgrounds are fascinating, actually.
Yes, they have very good backgrounds.
Yes, Apple, they didn't just drag in people off the street, Griff.
Not like me. They literally dragged me off the streets of West Rutland, Vermont.
These people are the real deal. Apple Watch pre-orders abound on eBay right now.
Really? I haven't checked.
We found some stainless steel for $1,849. Buy it now. And a lot of aluminum cases in the $500 to $700 range. eBay has complete details on how the rules for selling pre-orders and more about the subject on the announcement board. One seller was asking $4,200.
Well, here's one. I just found new Apple Sport Watch, 42-millimeter space gray aluminum case, $759.99. He sold 12 of them so far.
But is that the new one? Is that a pre-order for the new one? Or is that...
It's pre-order. Yeah,
it is pre-order. Well,
yeah, there's not an old one.
Wait a minute. There are people selling. They're calling them... They're saying... watches, and they have Apple in their in their title. And then when you look at the watch, it's one that's, you know, it's a watch that's already out on the market, and it's good for Android or iPhone. But it's not the watch, the watch that's coming out.
Yeah, I see
that.
I just saw
that.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Right? Yeah, I found a lot of bad stuff.
I think if you put Apple Watch in quotes, then it shows up as the phrase. Let's see what that changes it. Yeah, I only got two. Oh, yeah. I left off the A. So it's a pull watch. There's no such thing as a pull watch.
Put the A back on.
Yeah, that's 2,000 listings, and these look like they're all Apple Watches.
Like the real thing, yeah.
Yeah. You know,
depends
fantastic.
On how fast you want to be the only one on your block to have one.
Well, when I was younger, I probably would have succumbed to something like this, but now... You've set your priorities in order.
I
listened to David Brooks yesterday on NPR talking about how, you know, things, your priorities change and what makes you happy changes. And good luck with the Apple Watch.
I wait till they iron out all the kinks after they put the thing on the market. You know, that's me, though, because I'm old.
Except to their credit, Apple has very few kinks in their new products. I mean, they occasionally have a little hiccup, but the products themselves are usually pretty good. Obviously, they've got such a big following.
And, you know, speaking of Apple, a collector is selling a rare Apple One PC on eBay this week.
Yeah?
Bob Luther, who's the fellow who sold a different Apple One late last year for $365,000. Luther's Apple One is in working condition, includes a rare cassette interface, which connected to a cassette tape recorder for storing programs on tape.
Yeah.
The Apple One was the first pre-assembled personal computer that happened back in 1976. The computer sold for $666.66 back then. Approximately 200 were produced overall, with about 60 known survivors. Luther's going to donate 10% of that sale to the ALS Association and either 50% or 100% of several other Apple-related items that will also be listed on eBay. Among the other items will be a copy of the 1976 partnership agreement signed by Apple Computer's co-founders Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and the lesser-known Ron Wayne, bowed out of the company shortly after its founding.
And has regretted it ever
since.
Was
he like the drummer for the Beatles?
Well, no, because Pete Best got fired.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. So
this guy just dropped out.
He made the choice. He actively walked away.
Okay.
And he's been wandering in the desert.
Hope he wasn't married at the time, because she's still nagging him about it.
Right, yeah, and with due cause, I'd say.
And last, Hillary Clinton is running for president, and eBay sellers are ready to profit.
Are you kidding? I missed that somehow.
What a shock. We found many vintage Hillary listings, like a vintage lot of Democratic candidate pins, Bill Hillary Clinton, Al Tipper Gore. Bidding starts at $9.99 for those. I found a vintage 90s Capitol Hillbillies coffee mug showing Bill and Hillary Clinton as farmers, $19.99 or best offer. Yeah. And I found a Russian vintage, I'm going to read the title, a Russian vintage Bill Clinton Monica Hillary Clinton nesting doll set.
Yeah, I see that.
Mint condition, starting bid is $5. And of course, the now famous Hillary Clinton stainless steel nutcracker, where Hillary cracks nuts between the legs of her pantsuit. Go Hillary. That's eBay, if that's what you have to do. That's eBay Radio News for April 14th, 2015. Brought to you by ReplyManager.com. Hey, a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do, Griff. A new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. I'm Lee Maribel. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the Griff.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment's brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles.
So we are up to 175 people for the event.
So 125 spaces left.
Exactly. So this is the time to sign up to come to the eBay Radio Party and Conference. It's happening June 16th, 17th, and 18th at Bally's Las Vegas. And we're proud to announce another mentor for this year's eBay Radio Party and Conference. You know, Griff, we have so many people in that room each year who are mentors to other eBay sellers. But we also have a special, what we call our Mentors Corner, where each of those mentors will wear a certain color badge.
Yeah.
And you can go up to them anytime and get advice from them. You know, anytime, anytime you want. We've just added CJ Jacinto to our list of mentors. She will be wearing a special badge. She's a most knowledgeable and beloved member of our eBay Radio community.
I think I just sold something.
What did you sell?
I don't know.
Let me check. It must be a shirt. Oh, it could be a pair of shoes.
Could be a pair of shoes. Let me check. You keep talking. I'll check.
Okay, the eBay Radio Party and Conference is already more than halfway sold out, so you need to go to ervegas.com ASAP. That's ervegas.com to register and reserve your $63 hotel room at Bally's. And you need to take just two easy steps. First, you register for the event via the top blue button at ervegas.com. And second, you reserve your hotel room at Bally's by clicking on the bottom blue button. Stay tuned to eBay Radio for more details. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
So I didn't sell something.
Oh, you didn't sell
something. I bought something. I had a snipe bid on something.
Yeah.
Well, they shouldn't do the ka-ching sound.
No, because it gets you all excited.
Right. What this should be is a sign of, like, a vacuum cleaner sucking money out of your wallet. That should be the sound. Don't you think?
Of when you snipe something?
Yeah, because now I got to pay for it. But it was a good deal.
Oh, it was because you won it.
I want it.
Oh, yeah. They should have. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess if you get outbid, there could be a sound that's like, ha-ha.
Exactly. Or, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wah, wah, wah. You lose.
So, Griff, these new people that are coming on board.
Yeah, what about them?
So, lots of interesting background.
Really?
With these people.
Okay.
Like Harry Lawton.
Yeah.
Known as Hal. In quotes, they have his middle name is Hal.
Is he from New England?
Well, I don't know, but he previously served as senior vice president of merchandising of Home Depot. Oh. And he's held a number of leadership positions at Home Depot, including senior vice president and president of the online business, Vice President of Merchandising Finance and Director of Corporate Strategy.
That's pretty impressive,
big
don't you
guy.
Think?
Oh, please, of course.
Yeah, I'm
Vice
I'm
President
excited.
Of Merchandising at Home Depot. Yeah, it's a good place for him to be. He's going to be head of eBay North America. And then Marie O, that's spelled O-H, Huber, is going to be the new eBay General Counsel.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a corporate lawyer at Hewlett-Packard and Senior Vice President, General Counsel, and Secretary since 2009.
Right.
So she's going to lead eBay's global legal function. And then Scott Cutler is going to lead StubHub. And he recently served as Executive Vice President and Head of Global Listings for the New York Stock Exchange.
Ooh, I bet he has stories to tell.
Really, I'm telling you, they didn't drag these people in off the street. Prior to...
Why do you keep saying that?
Prior
I feel so
to NYSE, Cutler... Oh, they brought you in off the street?
I was not kidding. I got dragged off the streets.
Cutler held
Main
a number
street,
of
West
leadership
Roland.
Positions at investment firms where his specialty was... Wait for it. Technology. Scott Cutler. See, these people, so we welcome Harry Lawton, Marie Huber, and Scott Cutler to eBay.
Yeah, the reason I ask is because Lawton is a very popular surname up in Massachusetts. In fact, where I lived and where I grew up in Lawrence. And there was a Lawton's Hot Dogs.
Ooh.
That as a stand that we used to go to. So that's the first thing I thought of.
Oh, my.
Lawton's Frankfurters, as they were called.
Oh, yes.
But I'm sure he's more than that, much more than that.
Definitely. Well, we welcome them all on board, and we want them all to come be a guest here, Griff.
Oh, they will.
You work on that.
I'll figure it out somehow.
Okay.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Up next,
the United States of eBay, when we continue with eBay Radio. Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smaus of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used email messages, so we had more than one Gmail address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit ReplyManager.com.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory options going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more. All bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to bidonfusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.